Shakespeare. I make a fact, I wanted to tell what he said, I wanted to understand it in a Lachetel. And I believe that I have an answer, a Lachetel, I mean, exactly to understand what he meant. But the matze is now the main mitzvah. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah special. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah special. There are the familiar story, the ruins, I mean, there's no mitzvah special. Moreya. To declare Moreya, the mitzvah, it's not to mitzvah, it's difficult in general. But Moreya, it's not the Rabbanon, not the Raisa. So the Moreya is no mitzvah. So the only mitzvah, the only mitzvah that I say, which is saved from the Chorban, is Matz. Or Matz is when I say that I say, Matz is when I say that I say, Moral the Rabbana. Hence, of course, I mean, the secret is Mitzrayim is in the Raisa. But in general, Matz, according to the Nitziv, Matz is not only a mitzvah, actually, it's Matz. Pesach. It's more than that. Matzah represents Pesach. Pesach. Represents, reflects the beauty of Yetzias Yisrael. It is the main mitzvah. It is the main mitzvah. And the whole Achmaiah, why was it necessary to take Matzah and say, whole Achmaiah, the whole of the son of the Arab in Yisrael? Is because that's what I say. Every Pesach. As now, the central mitzvah, the guiding mitzvah, is matzah. And I set up matzah as the guiding mitzvah by saying, Olach ma'an yodach olah v'son v'ara v'mitzorim, kol v'fein yechel v'yizu yechel, and so forth, by repeating Rabban Gamliel's definition. In short, right? In short, the definition of Rabban Gamliel is said at the very outset, the very beginning of the Agodah, in order to make Matzah the central, the role of Matzah, the role of Matzah understandable. Namely, Matzah is the central mitzvah of Seder. It makes no... I mean, I see that you don't understand what actually the Netziv wants to say. As a matter of fact, I don't understand it either. But I believe that I got the... I picked up the thread. There is a very strange... addresses a very strange theory. As a matter of fact, had it been just by the Nitziv, even though he was a Rosh Hashiva for so many years, was a Gevah Dor, I would have ignored it completely. It's not the way I was trained. Anyway. However, I found it in Mordechai. Mordechai says it in the name of the Ram Rutenberg. Ram Rutenberg, not Mordechai, not the Nitziv, you can just throw them out of the house. You have to pay attention. They came up, I thought that Teretz is a maskilisha, but they came up with a very strange theory. So Mordechai quotes it in the name of the Ram Rutenberg. That's it. Rav Rutenberg is Chachmei Ashkenazi. They say that this man Amigdosh, the Seder was like that. He used to eat first and say that of the next. Because we have many kashes, which will be erased with the stroke of a pen if you accept concept. A theory, if you accept this theory. He asked her, Tate, a friend of your Tasha, how do you know Shigatina? How do you know that you are going to beat Christ perhaps we'll dip 5 times. Alayla said to me, who am I? Rabbi Nod Hashem, we will eat hummus later. The son questions the father about things which the son did not witness. It's too soon, the 2 o'clock in the evening, to witness. And the guy, and I don't know any parents over there. So the therapy is around the voice, all right? You teach him, all right? But otherwise it is, if there's no answer. So the Narama Wutila said, Narama Wutila. This is because Lachapur Mabayis has now changed the order. First, Lachapur Mabayis is first a Godel, and after you get through with that Godel, you get from Pesach and Matzah. This is none of it, this is our Seder. This man, based on Hilde Shoyakayon, they used to say Kiddush, wash their hands, and say Amishira Sedorim, and say Ameitze Lechem in Oretz, and eat. And eat, not the teres mitzvah, but the teres reshus. The teres reshus, that's what I'm quoting the Maran Rudna. The teres reshus. And after they got through with the eating, they used to bend. The course in the Chamodin is that in our Seder is the fair. Is the man Amigosh was the second. And then they used to bend, at the end of the second course, they used to eat matzah. Eat matzah and Pesach and all the delicacies. Of course, all kashas are wrapped up. As if you use the wet cloth. It's a white cloth. It's like a serpent that comes to it. There's no problem. But then, the kashas from then are wonderful. They are in place, and because they did like that. The Shechora, Beis HaMikdash. So the Chachmei HaMishneh have rearranged the Seder. Rearranged the Seder. And the Matzah was placed back over in the Seder. The Matzah, now it begins to make sense. The Matzah was placed in the Seder. And the Pesach and lost its prominence, so to say. So how was the Seder change? How did the Seder change? By saying at the beginning. Does the Seder change? By saying at the very beginning. By making the declaration at the very beginning. That the Beholu Yotsu Abesenu Minetzroim, or Yotsonu Minetzroim. And this is symbolized by Matzah. And this is the most characteristic feature of Gulas Mitzroim, the Abesenu. And this is reflected by Matzah, the idea of the Torah. With the Mele, we are reversing the order, and Matzah will come first, and Pesach will come at the end of the Achilles Matzah. Pesach and Matzah will come first, and Matzah becomes the animal of Dvorim Harvey, Why actually don't we, why actually didn't we arrange it? Why didn't the Mishnah arrange it the way the Nitziv and the Mordechai suggest? Why? What's wrong? The answer is because the Matzah would lack one quality, namely Lechem She'inim Olav Dvorim Harvey. According to the Seder, they practiced all of it. According to the sequence of the Bai Sheini, the Beis HaMikdash, so you could not say that God appears in the Matzah next, because the matzah has got to be exposed on the table during the recital of the Agoda. Lechemeini, lechem she'inim olav dvorim harvei. What do we do in the Tao Seder? We take the matzah, hold Akhmaria, then we send the matzah away for 5 minutes, and the Zakirat HaShulchan and the four kashas, and then the very moment they begin to say, Avodim Ayinu, we bring the matzah on the table. Doesn't the Ramo say, V'amatzis Yiyu Migulim, called Nana Miras Avodah? The only time when we cover the matzah is when we pick up the cross. Bisham the Raviseinu, Ashagolonu, Haller, but as long as there is no special duty of a Romes HaKos, of picking up the cross, so the matzah is on the table. Because as the Kazai is as a loche, a matzah has got to tell us Sipri Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Not only I tell my friend Sipri Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, but the matzah tells us Sipri Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Is the way he, the Maram Rudmar is right, and this was actually, this happened during my Sheni, that the matzah, that the meal preceded the Agode, so and we ate matzah, and they ate matzah well. Before the Agode, but anyway, before the Agode. Because he's not a lechem shenim of Dvorim Harbor. He's not a lechem shenim of Dvorim Harbor. That's why you introduced the Agode should be recited first, and because the Agode is recited first, we have the opportunity to, so to say, to expose the matzah to the Sipur Agode, and we then, when we eat the matzah, Alachilas matzah, is the matzah which we consume, is what kind of a matzah is it? Lechem shenim dvorim harbe. And that's what bothers me. I don't know how the meal works it out, I don't know, but it's not important now, I'm afraid for now. Is that the Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, that the Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim is a proclamation that matzeh is Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, on the contrary, that now the Agode, the Seder is different. It is not Agode and then Achille, but it is Achille and then Agode. No. The Seder is different, and now it is Agode plus Agode followed by Achille, correct? Agode followed by Achille. Why? Because why is the Agode followed by Achille? Why not Achille before the Agode? Because the matzah must be a lechem sheinim of Dvorim Harbe. And without having the matzah ready for Sipur Yitzhiyas, for the matzah ready, I mean, we cannot eat the matzah. So when I say b'di'ilu yotza v'seinu v'tzrayim, what I mean to say is, and this is the matzah. I interpret Rabban Gamliel. What do I say? The matzah, this man should be something to show you Kayam. Man should be show you Kayam when they actually ate the Pesach and the matzah before the Agode, they missed, what did they miss? They missed the Lechem Sheinim of Dvorim Harbe. Dvorim Harbe. So nowadays, of the Seder HaMishneh, the Mishneh appears to say so, that the matzah that we say about the first, the matzah next, even though you don't have it black and white, that this is exactly what we should do. But the way we study the Mishnah is, I mean, the impression you get is that first is Agode, Keisheni, Keishlishi. Keisheni, we cannot ben share. Keisheni, we cannot ben share. So what happens, we cannot ben share? Means when you go on with the Agode, or cannot ben share, because what kind of cannot ben share? This is the problem. Anyway, the matzah, so the mana bais, so the matzah and the pesah were consumed after the Agode, before the Agode. And then when the Agode started to say the Agode, he had no matzah, nor did he have pesah. I mean, which the Agode should address itself to them. But when the Lachatul Mamigosh, when the matzah was, the sequence was changed, So what was the reason for changing? The reason was because matzah has got to be lechem shenim of dvorim hari. The matzah must be exposed to sipur yetzias mitzrayim. This is still exposed. In the meaning, the matzah cannot be exposed to sipur yetzias mitzrayim unless I say that body first and that feel next. Now how do you? So you have to say that the matzah sipur. So that's how we start. We start with the you, Yotza, the same numerics, Mitzrayim. It means this is the Chiyuv Sipo Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is limited to the Matzah. And since Matzah is a separate Chiyuv, the Matzah from Lechem Sheinim or Dvorim Harbe, so we cannot eat and postpone the Agoda until after the meal, but you have to say the Agoda immediately. You cannot eat and postpone the body until he gets full of the meal, but he has got to eat immediately. He has got to just away. He cannot eat since the halacha is sheinim olav dvorim harbe means simply that the matzah is a source of sipur yetzias mitzrayim. And when I say the agode, the matzah should be al hashulchan, in order the matzah should be called lechem sheinim or dvorim harbe. Is in Zman Abayis they did not. There was no kedah. There was no. It was not. They didn't consider it necessary that the matzah be a source of sipur yetzias mitzrayim. So since and there is no need for the matzah to say the misaper yetzias mitzrayim. I mean, the Gadol should tell the story of Mitzrayim. Yeah. However, Lachachum, so they realized they changed their mind, and they introduced first what? The first the Achille, first the Agode, and then the Achille. His matzah is Sipo, his subject is exposed to Sipo, it's Mitzrayim. Because you have the matzah of Ashukon, during the time you say they are God. So this act of exposing the matzah to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after Kiddush. The next Kiddush to lay the mitzvah says, after Kiddush is the Mechayel is Achille. The Mechayel, after Kiddush, all of its Kiddush leads to Achille. But there is no Achille, no Sumerah, no Kiddush. And Kiddush, all of them came Sumerah, don't have to tell this. Is it in Pesach night, the same Aloha applies to Pesach night as well? The Kiddush must precede the Suda, and the Suda follows immediately the Kiddush. What is the idea? That's exactly what according to the Bordechai, the Anshi Yerushalayim used to do. Pesach night, they used to say Kiddush, and right after the Kiddush, they used to recite, not recite, on the contrary, have the Suda. This is the way they did every Yom Tov and every Shabbat, the Suda. When Lachachum, then after the Kiddush, the Suda did not follow up the Kiddush, but the Agode followed the Kiddush, so there was need for an explanation. Why? Why should this night be different from all night by eating, by postponing the Suda until after the Agode? Why? Because the Matzah is an instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if the Suda follows the Kiddush, so the Matzah has no chance to be an instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Matzah is eaten up before he gets to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is at the end. So what is the reason? That is the reason that the Agode is said the way we do. It means immediately, after the Suda, and the Suda comes next to the Agoda. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is exactly what the Biur Yotza said. Before they started, now, when it says, we make Kiddush should be Kaddish, Ve'achil. The Kiddush and Suda are one Nechayev. It's one concept, one idea, Kiddush and Suda. The Rashbam speaks about it. In our Pesachim, it's one idea, it's one concept, it's one beauty. Kiddush and Suda Shabbos. So why is Pesach different? was besser, the idea of Kiddush and Sudeh, collided with another idea. Which idea? In Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, at the Papa de Matzah, Lechem Sheinu Adlo and Harbe. So you need our body, you cannot eat immediately, because you need our body for the Matzah. So I say that there is Kiyum our body. So what do? I proclaim aloud that this matzah is a part of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we have got to start with Agoda immediately. Olach Mu'ayyo, the Chola the son of the Arab of Mitzrayim. It means it is. The Chola the son of the Arab of Mitzrayim means what? It means that the matzah tells us the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, or the Be'ilu Yotzon of Mitzrayim. The matzah tells us the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is the story? The story is a story of the present. Hence, let us continue. Is that God is the entire God? So now God is the paradigm. Promise of the same shame, you have to talk about the way. This made the reintroducing the matzah as the Iker, as the central mitzvah. That the whole Seder of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim revolves about which the whole Seder revolves, this singling out of the matzah, that this is the main idea, and the matzah has got to be a part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, an instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, this idea was expressed in the Be'ilu Yotzei Arisenu Mitzrayim, or the whole Achmanu, the whole Arisonu. It means the mitzvah's matzah is it should be exposed on the table during Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence, we postpone the Sudeh and we go on with that order. This is the way the Mitzvah interprets. The matzah is a separate halacha. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not through Pesach. You don't see Pesach Sheim Olav Dvorim Ha'alev. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not through Morer. You don't say Morer Sheim Olav Dvorim Ha'alev. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is an instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is one thing, namely what? Matzah. So you introduce the matzah into the test to the Seder immediately, right after Kiddush. Because if you postpone to introduce the matzah right after Kiddush, so the halacha as in Kiddush on in Sudeh means, as after Kiddush must follow by Sudeh, and he comes in, you come in, you force us to say instead of the Agoda, I mean to engage now instead of the Agoda, in Sudeh. Because if you don't say Olach Ma'ayyo, when you don't say the Be'ilu Yotzei Arisenu Mitzrayim, you said Kiddush. Alright? Next? What is next? What next? The Sudeh? Ain't Kiddush can Sudeh not mean they shouldn't walk away. It means that Allah that Kiyum Sudeh and that Sim Kiddush is the one Kiyum. His next is Sudeh. Fine. Next is Sudeh. So I start Sudeh. But this is not our minute. We don't start with Sudeh. We are about to start our brother. So you've got to explain the people. The people, the guests. Saying, why say that brother? Why not eat the meal on him? Ain't Kiddush on Kim Sudeh. But as Bama is the person, the Rosh Hashanah is saying it, this I shall know. Chubot. The Kiddush is only where the Sudeh is consumed. If the Sudeh is not consumed, immediately there is no Kiddush. Okay, so why should we change? The answer is we change because in order to have the matzah later as exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because matzah is a kiyum, in matzah there are two kiyum, a kiyum from Achilles matzah and from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in order to say the role of the matzah as a source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I have to start with the Agoda and not with the Sudeh after Kiddush. That's what we say right away. After Kiddush. Kolach, this is the matzah, and this matzah is the source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. this matter is the so to say the instrument of Tikkun Tirchus Chaim. She tells you the whole story of Shibud and Gula, because the matter is the symbol of Gibur Shchina. At the middle of the Melach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golom, the Yefes HaMatzah Ritzim in Mitzrayim, and therefore we have a look at the Aloche, we have a rule the Aloche, in Kiddush and in Sude, in order to be able to observe the Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kosovo, namely to have the Matzah on the table, while the Agoda will be recited, and the Achilet in the Sude, which is so important for Kiddush, will be postponed, willy-nilly must be postponed, until after that day. And this is the Olach Kohanim, the Matzah is singled out, because of the Matzah, the role of the Matzah, as Lechem Sheinu, as Warren Harvey, the Seder was changed. Namely, that instead of Kiddush became Sudeh, to combine Kiddush with Sudeh, we postpone the Sudeh until later, and we recite our Godhead while the Matzah is exposed. You want to take it, take it. Not I wouldn't be, I wouldn't spend as much as now. But as a matter of fact, I knew of the trouble is, I knew of the theory, and I did not pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Why, I don't know. I didn't feel the theory is genuine. I don't know. Then I came across the inner shepherd. Rabbi Shalei, no, Rabbi Shalei, for 60 years, Rosh Hashir and Ha'lozhin, the great Nitzi, says it, you need a shepherd, hey, I've got him a shepherd, you can find it for now it's very cheap and stuff. You know why? Because people don't know the value of it. It's excellent. He, when it comes to the Baracha, we have the Tuya Shtayim, the Mer Gadol Shtayim, the Mizraya Shtayim, the Nesa Makis is wonderful. You take it, to take a Godin Lukah. They say, this is just a family of life. I have no share in the publication house, which but I still, I didn't like, I felt, like that there is some element of masculism in the answer. So I felt it, so I didn't pay attention. But then the unbelievable thing happened where I opened up the Mordechai and said, in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, the Maharam Rotenberg, the Aloha. But the Aloha answers all kashas. And the whole Achmaya is good. But I can't let Aloha, the Matzah has a single, a unique position. And I have to be introduced to my imagine, as I told you before, it's not okay. I'm not playing comedy. I'm not a comedian. But to tell you, I invited guests for the Seder. There I did the guest Amarat, they don't know how to say that, they didn't have any schools or any sessions in the temple about it. Plain Amarat. He came, I told him, Yontef, Kiddush, and then come, Kiddush came, I said, Kiddush, no, I mean, they are ready for the Sude. And I'm not ready for the Sude. They didn't ask me, well, why are we? Well, then, Kiddush without the Sude. I told Kiddush and Sude for you is the one you need. The skill will come through there, not out of order. So he said, no, I can't. Different. What shall I show him? I had to go over to that body, open up that body and say, you see what the that body says here? That Max symbolizes the whole process of the world. And that's why Matzah deserves to be exposed on the Shulchan during the narration of the story of Exodus. And the story of Exodus is the story of the Matzah. Yes, gentlemen. This is how Rabbi Shalei does it. in order to emphasize the importance and the uniqueness of matzah. The Begumah is identical with matzah, but the Begumah is identical with Gimel Shchina. And Gimel Shchina, quite often, happens, takes place, when the human being is not ready to be that kind of thing. Then, in our Mishkoleh Balenitz, peace from the Achais Lerayos and Yunus and Tamos, and Shereish and Yunus told the face of Sinai. When she was not awakened, as long as she awaited, when he didn't show his heart, his body, then he stopped her, when she already gave up the idea, when she went to sleep, so to say, so he knocked on the door, peace for the Achais Lerayos and Yunus and Tamos. Why didn't she do it the night before? Before she, then when she was still at home, this is Shir HaShirim for Yetzias Mitzrayim. The last moment, as I told you, man gives up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocks on the door the next night. This is exactly what Matzah told us, the story. And Matzah is the Seder. The Seder is, by one word, what is the whole idea of the Seder, the philosophy of the Seder, Matzah. Whatever Matzah represents, represents the entire Seder. What does Matzah represent? Rabban Gamliel. And what represents Rabban Gamliel's long definition? The three words, Bebiyu, Yotza Lusana Mitzrayim. That's why we say, right away call Achmar Yisrael, and I call over the young boy and say, you ask the kashas. The food you will get later. And he asks the kashas, Manasham Alase, and once you start with the kashas, you never get full. All right. But this exactly, you wouldn't find it the way I explained it to you. in the Shaka, but he says, all right. I wish you all a tax question, Sameach, and Adam and Simcha, and Adam and Dishas Akak, and Jerry Chief of Dishas Akak, in all respects. And I like that. All right.
The Mordechai isn't so clear that way. The Mordechai is not that clear that way. The Mordechai doesn't say it that clearly because he adds something. He says that even. He says the Surah, but then he says that the.
It's the only Malgus Achilles, the Shiva Legula, Machil Leogoda. The name Alephono, but not Shechodash. Because we are speaking about Gulas Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was a transient character. In the Shira, which we sing for the Zohar, because of the Gulas Mitzrayim, is connected exclusively, I mean, in the second course. Alu Avi Hashem and the Kriyas Yisrael Mitzrayim is connected exclusively with the Kriyas Mitzrayim and the splitting of the sea, I mean, the Kriyas Hayom. Does not include yet, our Shira does not include yet our faith and our belief that the Gula will be completed in the future. Will become universal and almost cosmic, the Gula. It would everybody. It's only in over the second course we deal exclusively with Yetzias Mitzrayim, the name Alephon of Shiro Chadosho Ha'oloto. What is the Shire? The two Psalms of Ha'oloto. The two chapters of Ha'oloto. Ha'oloto Alu Al Hashem Yishem Hashem Zeroch. And the taste is soil, when I try it. Just a minute. And when you come, when you get to Asher Golono, the goal of Yisrael, when it's right, after you are already, you are through, you are through with the Shire, which is related to Yitzias Mitzrayim, you begin to say the Brach. Asher Golono, the goal of Yisrael, when it's right. We go on a lala zela echo de matra mora. Now the Talmud does not have to review or to repeat what kind of a shira will say. At the point of Talmud, it's only one short brach. Rabbi Akiva have a mason. Rabbi Akiva extended it. What Rabbi Akiva mean? תן השם אלוקינו ידינו למיידים ולבוא עם אחרים על הגויים לבחים ולשלם. But this is just a personal private question. Once I should survive and be able to celebrate the next holiday. תן השם אלוקינו ידינו למיידים ולבחים ולשלם. שמחים בבניין ערך, not גם את מצרים אוהב, שמחים בבניין ערך, וסוסים בעבד השכר. מי רשום מן הזוכים, מן הפסוכים, אשר יגיע אדום ומאפיר מזבחך או לרחי, וכנים בפר בפרמיגר שמו בירידיו. ונגל לכו שום שבים לכו, שיר חדוש על גורסנו ועל גדוס נפשנו, ברוך אתה עד השם גואל ישראל. רבתי משיר, אילו רבי מטרמת את האקסקוזוס את המצרים, ואתה נעשה שמחים בבין ערך ובססם על ידך, means being a מיגוש, what the restoration of the מיגוש means to us, I don't have to tell you that. This means the Gula Siddha. Gula Siddha means not the provincial Gula, not the limited Gula, and not the Tracian Gula, but it's the great Gula which is within the whole world. That is called Shir Chodesh, stronger, more powerful. Zorah Rabbative introduced into the Agdode the motif of Bias HaMashiach, Melech HaMashiach, and being, even though, I mean, we are dealing with an event in Israel, which is gigantic and very powerful in itself and justifies Shire, but we are not satisfied with the Shire, which is related to Mitzrayim and to who you want more. And this is Rabbi Akiva's motif, which was introduced. Then when we come to the fourth course, I mean the third course is occupied, is taken by Dr. Zanov, but when you come to the fourth course, so you remind yourself of the promise that Rabbi Akiva made, then the great Guru will be realized. Then to be a Shir Chodesh. And this Shir Chodesh will begin to say immediately over the fourth part, from the fourth course, what is a Shir Chodesh? According to Rambam, the rest of the Halal, Ulona Hashem Elonu, Kilishim Chateim Kore, Al Chaz Bechol HaMekach. Who why the rest of the Halal, according to Rabbi Kili, is a Shir Chodesh? Because after the Apostle in Halal, why is this? The first two chapters in Hallel belonging to the group of Shiro Chadosh. Correct? And the Hallel, which begins with Elonu, holds the vision of the Abiyas HaMashiach, Gula Seilon, and it's called Shir Chadosh. How, why is it so again? Because it's a pasuk. Ha'aluf Hashem kol geyim shapku kol umin ki gobal in chazde genes Hashem leil amalato. Ha'aluf Hashem kol geyim. It's actually, he addresses himself to the entire mankind, to humanity, to all nations. Kol shapku kol umin, not only umin. Because the Gula is not only a private Gula, just for some people, but it could be a general universal Gula for everybody. To go all in the Chalde, Venus Adeshem Lei, Venus Adeshem Leilom. And God's truth, includes everyone. How will go? This apparently, but we pick up the motif, already in Rabbi Akiva's Skin Hashem Akiva again in Adam of Allah Chayr Roshon, Samech Melein Erech of Isos in Bavad Esach.
How many minutes in
Yitzhak? It's also the
same thing.
What do you mean? You say, Karev Yom HaShelo Yom V'lo Laila, and Adir Yitzhak. Yeah, of course, the fact is the end, correct. The fact is that at the end of the Agadah, we speak exclusively of Bina Besamidus. And the Gula Yerasidah, exclusively. All right, we call it Piety. But this Piety was written by But the Gedele Apaitonim, I mean, Reiva Chatzi Alaylo and all those were written by Yeshi Ben Yeshi. The Gedele Apaitonim, Yeshi Ben Yeshi. Well, why suddenly we remind ourselves after the Seder, but after we finish Melech Gemur, what is Brochet? This is a different story, what Brochet? How the Chesime over the fourth course should be formulated. It's a different story. But after we finish the course revealed, is that the Huy, the Torah, we are speaking already about a nearer and a scatological era. Suddenly, I mean, there is a change from the natural historical event into a scatological event, into a new era. Ashulei yengilei lailo. It means it can be a strange time, but a great time. The time of the Gula Asira.
Doesn't Shvok HaMotro also speak about those that are preventing the Gula Asira?
Right, yes. But this is how the Rambam interprets the machlekes between Rabbi Tart and Rabbi Snata machlekes. According to Rabbi Kive, before I conclude my shirek over the second course, a shirek which is related to Gulas Mitzrayim, I pick up another shirek. This duty has got to be discharged Pesach night. And this is a part of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. And this is Hallel, or Hallel Agodol, or Nishmas, or all together. Or all together.
This should have been
shaykh
and Bayesani
also,
or
Chiyot
from
Gaudi.
So what
phenomenon
did not have that?
Well, no, Bayesani, as long as the Bayesani, we did not say Yagin and Adam of Alam Acher, Adon of Hasen, or Eshov, it's very very razzoni. No, Bayesani, I did not understand exactly. Yes. Yeah, no, let's continue. What else? Now, please. We do differently now than we used to do at the time of the Bardes and Yishir Kayam. I just pointed out the Rambam has the one in the state, the Kahar was different. We have on the Kahar two Azrei and Abetze, Ashrem in the Boso, and this Amigo during the time of the Bisamigdos. We used to have on the Kare, on the Shulchan, instead of Shmita Shimon, the Gufish of Pesach and the Gufish of Hagigon. They're simple, of course. And then, during the time of Samida, she used to say, Pesach Shomeich Lemal Shema. Now we might not say Pesach Shomeich Lemal Shema. We have to say Pesach Shoyal Eseinu Yechem Al Shema. It's a very simple thing. When also the Pesach Shoyal Eseinu is not Shoyal Eseinu Yechem. It's very simple things. Then, of course, this man has a, when we get to the Sudeh, what do you do? I'll just limit myself to the Rambam. What do you do? You wash, you may have made selection in Norris and Achilles matzah, you have 3 matzah or 2 matzah, and you eat, we are making the mitzvah in Achilles matzah, then comes morer, and after matzah morer, comes kerev. The way I'm following the Rambam's the Rambam's sequence of the order. Rashi Meisho Yochayon, they used to eat first of all Pesach, the Gigay. First of all, they take a look. First of all, Matzah. Matzah, and then Matzah, either Matzah more together or Matzah more separately. Matzah, and then Matzah in rain. And after Matzah more, he eats the Pesach and the Zerach. In a Pesach, in a word, they used to eat Pesach. Pesach in the contemporary Sardinis Amilish ate Pesach. We eat matzah, and after we have only a zecha lePesach, zecha lMikdash, which comes to expression according to the Rambam in Kerach. But the Mashmit Shekayim, there was no need for zecha lMikdash. You had the Pesach on the table in front of you. And then also there's a difference in Manasseh, it's much. But, of course, I mean, if there was a Pesach, the people used the Pesach. You have no need for any symbol for substitutes for Pesach, reformation for Pesach. Yeah. But basically, in the Agodah itself, there's very much difference between the branch or the manager. Slight differences which are not important at all. The only major difference is Rabbi Tafu. The first point of Rabbi Tafu, there is a new dimension actually. The Sifu Yitzir Fesrai, and this is the Bizman Shehim Bishan Migdash Kayim, we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the restoration of Bishan Migdash. So there will be the Bizman Shehim Migdash Kayim, we would not say in Hashemot in Yagenu Nadu Kam Achayim, but not in Hashole. We will simply, I mean, do the way Rabbi Tafu advised us to do. Namely, just a Brocha Tzor. Now the Rambam. The Rambam is the Godet. Nuscha Godet Shinoagu Bo Yisroel Bizman Agoret Kaki. Maspir Al Kosheni. I mean, that is the Kosh in the Godet, in the Sipra Godet. The Emir, apparently immediately before he sits down to the Kosheni, the Emir the Biilu Yoshu Adesenu Nimitzray. Ah? Yosheni, you heard it. The Biilu Yoshonu, Yosheni, Yoshonu Nimitzray. This is what is it? What is this? Well, I just saying to We don't say it at all. Why is it so important? So the Rambam is the headline Rambam. Before anything else, say, Master Alte Sheni, Vayner Bibiyim Yotsonu Minitzray. What does correspond in our God to this Rambam Bibiyim Yotsonu Minitzray? What corresponds now about the parallel expression? No, what is all over there? No. What apparently it's not just a phrase which the Rambam adapted and for. There is, if this is a phrase in the Rambam's Agode, apparently we have a similar phrase. Parallel to this one. Where do you say? This is my opinion. If you have it here, take it over there. Well, Lachmanya, the drum head. Where's Lachmanya? At the very beginning. Well, Lachmanya, the whole of the son of the Arab Messiah, called the screen Yeshua Yeho, for the first day of the Pesach, Yeshua Yisra, for Shate Ocho, the Shonadat Shabar of Israel, Shate Adin, Shonat Asher Bnechei. What is the Bebiru? Actually, let's understand, what is the Bebiru? The Bebiru, Bebiru. What is it? Semantically, what is it? The Beholo. You will be Beholo. Aramaic Bebiru. The Beholo. What is Beholo? Beholo is the pot. Correct? Beholo is the pot. The puzzle. And most probably that this is Lachemeni. What is Lachemeni in the Gemara list of interpretation? Lachemeni, Lachem Shaloni, Hashem Dvai Yayim Yishemen, one does not discharge his duty because it is anyway, but the pshat from the way it appears in our Agoda is the very beginning, I'm saying. The very beginning. After I get through with the course of Kiddush, I start with the Lachmo Anyo. But the Rambam, the whole Lachmo Anyo, is preface with three words. Namely, Bezilu Yotzer Mitzvah. Bezilu Yotzer Holach Ma'ayo, Bezilu Yotzer Mitzrayim, or Bezilu Yotzer Mitzrayim, the Holach Ma'ayo, the Holach Ma'ayo. What is the combination? Why is it necessary? In my opinion, what does it actually mean to be opposing Yotzer Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim? Reposing your thoughts and merits in Israel. This actually, the Holach Ma'ayo, and the main leader of the Bible, Yotzer Mitzrayim, is associated, of course, with Bechitrozen, and with Rabbi Gamliel Maimer, that called Mishle Omar, the Shadwar, and Eilu Bapesach. The Yotz of Yedech and Rosh, we didn't pass Matz and Morer, so let us leave out Pesach and Morer, but we concentrate on Matz. Matz is Zuh Shaneich in Al Shemo, Matz is Zuh Shaneich in Al Shemo, Al Shum She Pesach HaKonon, Al Shum She Yistik Bitzeke Shal Al Seinu Lehachnit, Al Shemir Aleyem, Mach Mokim HaKodesh Bo'obu, Ugo'olo, Shemem Avayivus Ammar Asa Bosek, Bugis Matis Kalei Chomeis, Gibyoshim Mitzrayim, Rasmeya, Vigam Hedo Leos Olohem. And this is Bemet, the Biyu, Yosef and Mitzrayim, they did not have the time even to bake the Matis. They had to interrupt the affairs of Matis, the baking of the Matis in preparation of food, and leave Mitzrayim immediately, Bachatzeis. This is the Bilo Yotzon in Mitzrayim, and that is why, and this Holach Ma'ayah, the Holach Ma'ayah of Mitzrayim, in general, with regard to Holach Ma'ayah, I want to make the following remark. Oshate Hoche, called it the Fin, Yeshiv Yeshiv, called it the Tzrich, Yeshiv Yitzach or Tzorkel. Pesach Yisrael Yisrael. Why is it necessary to say? Is in my opinion, we say it in order to meet a requirement which the Rambam considers it very important with regard to Yom Tov in general. The Rambam, this is the Gemara, but Rambam is a very explicit. Unequivocally, I mean, formulated. No ambiguity. The Rambam Shita is that Simcha Yontev, can only be fulfilled, the duty be fulfilled if I let somebody else participate with it. That's possible. So machte hatte und wirke, war doch aber am Mosko, war Gera schon beschreibt, war Leia schon beschreibt, ging noch hellig wie Nachwimo. He said, the Rambam says that in Rigolim, in regard to Rigolim, is a mitzvah and a real regular and Kobane Simche and the offering of Chagiges, the regular was the time of a Kobas Kobane, offering many sacrifices, the mitzvah, is also a race of, and this is the mitzvah Simche and the mitzvah Chagiges, and the mitzvah for the Sriye, I mean, it cannot be fulfilled, cannot be achieved, if the Ram says, nail basically, if he closes his door, and doesn't let anybody in. And the Ram is very sharp in that. The Rambam is very sharp. So there is no, all the Simchas Kreisik. Simchas Kreisik. Simchas is his own organism, but if he alone takes care, he takes care only of his own needs. He has no sympathy for the suffering of others. Alright? Yeah. Then as we read it, with interesting is, just wait, tell me, is in the after of Shabbos HaGadol, is mentioned that Pasuk Yechol Shulchan is Momot Sikhiya? Or this entails this? This is the Pasuk is entails this. Yeah, but anyway, is the mitzvah for Simcha Yom Tov can be achieved only if the one who is capable of indulging in Simcha and feasting invites a need poor people who are not capable of doing that to participate in the festivities, and he let them enjoy the food and his home and Yom Tov. I mean, this is the mitzvah. Our Ram says, "As me, as a mission near, whoever closes his door, his ends is simchas shel mitzvah, elo simchas kreis, the simcha of his own belly." The Ram says, "Is what." So what has that to do? I believe that Pesach bin Matzah is a similar Mechayah as far as its story is concerned. The Matzah Pesach is a Mechayah in story. It generates a chiyuv story, reciprocates a chiyuv story on the part of all of us. Matzah has the same quality as Yom Tov and Yom Tov. Yom Tov generates a chiyuv zaken. Matzah, kibur kevah Hashem lekech hashnasan lo, ish ki matnas yodeh, kibur Hashem lekech hashnasan lo. This is a chiyuv Yom Tov. Zaken and Yom Tov is not, as I said before, it's not just of course it's very good, it's nice, noble. If I let others share my wealth and my and the things which I enjoy, it's very well, it's very important. But I mean, it's not its topic. But it's always important. In fact, it's one thing. It's certainly important. But I think in the kiyum from the kedusha sayed, the simchas yonter, the Rambam, the simchas yonter is the reason of kiyum for simchas yonter, unless simchas yonter goes hand in hand with its topic, with health extent of the people who cannot afford to enjoy the yontif as beautifully as he can.
Rambam uses the lashon of chayev.
Ah?
Rambam uses the lashon of chayev.
What chayev?
Alachayev is more chaniyim v'ham...
Oh, yeah, really, for you, it's yontif. All right, alachayev is mea...
Chaniyim v'ha'am lolim shenema v'alevi v'agev v'ayotam v'almona.
Chayev is mea, he's duty-bound. As it's Doki duty, not Doki and Yom Tov is a separate thing. Avo Mishineo Dalsis Katsere, Mishineo Dalsis Katsere,
Avo Mishineo Dalsis Katsere, Vaoko Bishota Hu, one of the Isho, Inamachil Umashka La'aniyim.